There's an awful lot, Phil, I know that I have to answer for. There's a lot of sins I've committed in my life.
Well, Vernon, what are you talking about?
I can't go into it. I can't.
Are you serious? You're being serious, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm being serious. I've done some things that would make me pretty goddamn sick to recount. All in the name of football. And,
Well, I mean, there's no, you know, there's nothing like confession.
Oh, look, Phil, I'd be confessing here on an open podcast, whatever you call that, not Numbcast.
Numbcast.
It's called a netcast.
Yeah, and Bud over here thinks the whole thing's funny.
Well, it is pretty funny, but, well, I, 2 years ago, I got the news over the radio that St. Willets had lost in the Division 1B semifinal, which opened the door for us. We would play next week in next week's bracket, which is against Holy Hill. And I sat in my car and I masturbated.
Christ almighty.
You just got done saying that you would not judge me.
I had no idea.
You just got done saying you wouldn't judge me.
Are you putting us on?
Yes, I am. I'm kidding. But I just wanted to see what she would say. Now I know you're vicious and ugly.
So you tricked me into that. How dare you trick me?
How dare you be honest enough to say it? You said that it didn't matter what I would say.
I didn't know it would go there.
Well, then you should have thought about that.
Well, what did you do? Why did you test her?
Because I don't like her. I've never liked you, Margaret. You're dishonest. Holy Hill lost. I sat in my car and I masturbated.
Why?
Why? Because I was excited. I was thrilled that...
And your reaction was sexual release.
We can talk really in depth about this. I'd rather not, though, because you're not a doctor. You're not a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor. I'm Phil Hendry, and I am... And I do my show tonight using bad grammar, but me... But I... Welcome, me, Phil Hendry.
I sat in my car and I masturbated.
I'm sorry, what?
I sat in my car and I masturbated.
After your team won?
No, after I heard that Holy Hill had defeated Mount Rockford, so that it would open the way for us to go into bracket B.
I don't understand the...
You don't have to understand.
They made it in the playoffs. So you made it to the playoffs?
Yes, we made it to the playoffs. It was a big thing for me. It's a big thing for me, okay?
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm just very emotional about stuff, and I just want to say that this is Steve Bozell, and welcome to the Steve Bozell Show, filling in for Phil Hendry. Been a long time since I've filled in. I've often done fill in, but tonight I want to talk a little bit about...
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know how you got Cohen and Flynn. Maybe they won't grab Trump for anything, you know. Trump's got so many people protecting him. It's really amazing. We will marvel at this period in American history. All right, well, that's for a different podcast. Looks like I've got another podcast. Looks like I'm doing another, you know, which one podcast. It's all good, man. What the fuck is this? Let me just say something to you guys. Don't ever count on your motherfucking inheritance from a parent or a grandparent. Don't do it. Don't do it. If it happens, it's great. Don't do it. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about what I've witnessed my friends endure. You may think you know who you're dealing with, but a funny thing happens to people when they're hitting the end of the road, when they're hitting the end of their life. All of a sudden, their real persona comes out. And if you were raised by a piece of shit, you are going to find out sooner or fucking later. They may have hidden it from you. You may have just worshipped the ground they walked on, my mommy and my daddy, and you just thought that they were great, and the rest of the world could see that they were pieces of shit, but not you, because how dare you talk that way about my mom? I got big news for you. That's when you find out, at the end of their life, and their real persona comes out, and you wind up stunned, blaming everybody but them. That's when the siblings start to fight. That's what happens then, see? That's when you and your sisters and your brothers start, you're at each other's throats. That happens as your parents lay in the ICU or the next room or wherever the fuck they are dying. You're now screaming and yelling at your brothers and sisters as to whose fault all of this shit is that you're in the middle of. And whose fault is it? The motherfucker that's in there dying, that's who. Sorry if I'm being blunt, but let me tell you something, Jack. I live this shit. And I didn't expect anything. So I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't relying on anything. I've been working since I was 11 motherfucking years old, and nobody ever goddamn did a thing for me. You know, these motherfuckers that talk about, you know, you're in the entertainment business, what do you know about work? Motherfucker, what do you know about work? I've been in unemployment lines, I've been hungry, I've gotten for myself. No motherfucker helped me. And that starts with my mom and dad. I love them. They did the best they could, but they didn't leave us shit. And I wasn't expecting shit. Now, along comes, here comes another message. The last fourth. One, two. I just say that. If you think your mommy and your daddy are going to take care of you and the inheritance or the will or whatever the fuck you think you got coming to you, Jack, you better think again. I'm not saying it won't happen, but don't count on it, because a lot of shit can happen. All of a sudden they just get a hard on and they don't like you, or they don't, so you're not doing what they want you to do, so they just, you know, and you're going to spend the rest of your life hating that person. And I'm not saying you don't have a right to hate them, but that sure is a hell of a way to waste your fucking life. You could have gotten that hate your parent shit out of the way before they fucking died, you know. This goddamn world of ours could benefit from a little more honesty and you know, a little more awareness of where, you know, what's going on, okay? So I'm getting messages from a friend of mine tonight who is dealing with the death of a parent, and they're just now becoming aware of just what a sack of shit their mother is. Just now, because what's happening is this mother is beginning to fuck with the trust. There's a trust for the kids. And these are adult men and women, the kids. They have children. They've got lives of their own. But all through their lives, they were told by these motherfuckers that were their parents that, oh, yes, we've got this and that, and we've got a trust, and it's going to be, and so-and-so will take care of it. One of the parents died. But before that parent died, they made the unbelievably stupid decision a bunch of dumb decisions were made. So now it's left to the surviving parent, who's a sadistic piece of shit. It's a little old lady. A little old, kind little old lady. A sadistic piece of shit. Typical of these pieces of shit, that it's all about controlling and watching people pop up and down on the end of a fucking puppet string and not really caring what's happening to them. Not caring how they destroyed their fucking lives, how dysfunctional their kids are, you know. And so, as the end result of this, this one individual that I'm in touch with, my friend, is especially embittered, because this is coming fast and furious, and a lot of it's coming as even more of a shock than they thought it would be. They weren't completely in the dark about what they were dealing with, but the extent of it, we're talking about a trust that's worth, you know, in the seven figures. They may not see dime one. Why? Not because they're a bad person, because their parent is a vindictive piece of shit. Now, I'm not a Christian. I don't know about the afterlife. However, if you are out there in, you know, Phil Henry land, if you believe in God and the afterlife, this motherfucker sounds to me like they qualify to fucking burn in hell. I don't know what that constitutes exactly. I don't know what you got to do. I know, I actually do know some of the shit you got to do. Murder and all that stuff, but this is sadism at the height of it. A kid, a child that loved you, worshipped you, really did everything for you. And this is what they repay them with. So I said to my friend, I said, look, don't even expect one red fucking cent. Just move on with your life. And that's they've got kids. They have their own career. They've got, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not like they need the money or anything like that. It's the incredible betrayal, you know. Really amazing, man. It's the incredible betrayal, you see.
I got, you know, I got the news. My father died, and he didn't leave me one red cent. This dirty old, the dirty old bitch that is my mother. My mother is dying. And I went and I made my show, and she made it official that I'm cut out of the will. That's okay. That's okay. But I went and I urinated on her grave. That's all right. No. My mother passed on, and I wanted you to...
I'm awfully sorry to hear that.
It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, Vernon, why didn't you say something?
It's okay. I just... My mother died. Look, I have to tell you, my mother was a dirty old woman. She's a dirty, filthy old lady, as you know.
Well, you told us.
No, it's not got anything to do that. She wrote me out of her will. I didn't do anything. She just wrote me out. So I urinated on her grave. Jesus. So she was buried over here at Hollyhoak Farm. She was buried over here at... She was buried over here at Melissa Wolf Farm. She was buried over here at Baker Farm. She was buried over here at Rory McLeod Farm, at the Rory McLeod Memorial.
Wise men say only fools rush in. Like the river flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things. Jesus Christ. The fucking money in sports now is incredible. 6 years, $140 million. 6 years, $140 million. 20 some odd million a year. Hoo-hoo, baby. Right? Yeah. Yeah, it's $20 million a year. What am I saying? It's so six, it's what, you know, it's $20 million a Tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we deal with the passing of Vernon Dozier's mother. Veronica Dozier was 70. How old was she, Vernon? She was 91. 91 years of age. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? I do mind you asking. Okay. I'm 55, okay? So she was 20, 75, 20, 30. She was 87. Yeah, that makes sense. She was 82. If he's 55... 10. 82. She was 27 when she had him.
Yeah, well, I'm a, you know, shit.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, this person is just so sadistic. This fucking person is so sadistic, just really honestly. And you know what, man? The worst thing in the world is to get your kids to believe that you care about them. It's a terrible thing to manipulate your children to the point where they love you and they think that you care about them and you really don't. It's just a big fat fucking game, you know? People like that, they at least deserve to have their ass kicked. I'm not saying killed, but they at least deserve to be smacked around the room a little bit. So, okay, this is the consequence of your actions now. You know, you did what you did. But, just amazing, man. It's fucking amazing. And so, rather than, for instance, disseminate this money to the four children, this individual is selling off stock to pay for the taxes. The decisions that are being made in the face of good advice, bad decisions being made, even though people are giving good advice on how to get around making these bad decisions, the bad decisions are being made anyway, and you have to believe that they're being made consciously and sadistically. I will say that for my parents, man. They left me under no illusion. There was no illusion. There was no... From a very early age, I realized that my parents were full of fucking shit when they said such grandiose things as, you need to get an education. Really? Well, how the fuck am I going to do that, motherfucker? I'm 15 years old. You want me to go out and earn enough money so I can afford a college education? I'm fucking doing lawn jobs. I'm bagging groceries. You know, I'm a construction laborer. Generally, if you want your kids to go to school, motherfucker, you get off your dumb fucking dead ass and you help them do that. I don't know what, you know, possibly help them just fill out applications, maybe help them with some of the fees for books. Who knows? You give them a hand. You know, that's what you do when you're a fucking parent. My parents didn't do any of that shit. They didn't know how. They were so goddamn fucking stupid. Okay? So by the time they died, money? They didn't have shit. And I didn't expect it. And that to me was a gift. I just went along with my life, man. Just went along with my motherfucking life. Okay? Like I always had. These poor fucking bastards that think their parents give a shit about them and are going to leave them their estate or they've put everything in trust or all this other shit. And see, this is the flip side, you know, that a lot of people don't talk about. They don't talk about it. They talk about the good side. They don't talk about these sadistic, good-for-nothing, rotten to the fucking core mothers and fathers, in name only, who torture their kids to the bitter end. Not physically, psychologically, you know. All right, what are we doing here, man? Hey, it's Phil Hendry. It's the holiday season, the giving time of year. Our exclusive partners here at Podcast One, betonline.ag, are in that giving mood with a two incredible promotion